Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was perhaps one of the most memorable moments of last year's Democratic National Convention.
Have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
That is Keser Khan, the Gold Star father and Pakistani-American lawyer, directly addressing then-candidate Donald Trump. Khan is the speaker in Boston tonight at the American Civil Liberties Union Bill of Rights Dinner. The ACLU says it's expecting double the crowd of any other year. Ever since the Democratic convention, Khan has been on the road. Tonight will be his 111th speech since. When we spoke the other day, I asked if he still keeps that little copy of the Constitution in his pocket.
Bob, since 2005, we had acquired a bundle from American Bar Association, purchased it then in 2005, and thereafter every year when the guests would come, especially foreign guests and our cadets and all, whenever they would come to pay tribute to Captain Humayun Khan, I would offer them a copy of it. And to cadets, I will say, very soon you will be taking oath to defend this document. Please read it. And they would like it, and they would send us notes that they had taken the course, but they had never read it in that context with that explanation. So this document I had been carrying in my pocket since 2005. We still distribute as frequently as we can.
You have said that we as a nation are at a crossroads, and I'm wondering how so.
Look, we were hoping that after the results of the election, the person who will get into the most sacred office of this nation, meaning the presidency, will take some loud and deliberate steps to remove the divisions of this country, the division that my nation, my country faces at this time. But that has not happened. What has happened is violation of our constitutional rights and our system of government. Making it worse is that our enemy, foreign government, it is proven now, has intervened in our sacred system of government. This dark chapter must end right here, so that our enemy hears it loud and clear. They will never dare to do that ever again.
You're traveling, speaking around the country. Is this a mission in life for you now?
Oh, no. If you would allow me, or if the circumstance would allow me, we would go back. I am good in teaching my grandchildren. I have taught to two of them, and two remain to be taught. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But momentarily, my nation is under stress. My nation remains divided. I feel deep down in my heart and in my soul that this is the time to come together, to stand up, and to speak about the blessed values of this country, the Constitution, and the dignities that are enshrined in this Constitution. This task, hopefully, is momentary, and my nation will come together, and we will begin to follow our Constitution and its values.
If you had the opportunity to speak to President Trump, if you had him in front of you right now, what would you be telling him? What would be most important for him to hear from your point of view?
Only one thing, Bob. I'm glad you asked that question, and that is that you sit in the most sacred, most dignified office of this nation. And always remember that you are the custodian of this document. You are the custodians that are in the values that are enshrined in this blessed document. Always be mindful of that. And if the opportunity came, I will read him the Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, reminding him of the equal dignity and due process of law.
Keser Khan, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much. Good to speak with you and your audience.